What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with our first movie in Europe. And it's your pick, Brooke, of The Devil's Bath from 2024. This is an Austrian movie. Every time I hear Austria, all I can remember is that scene in Dumb and Dumber. Like right at the very beginning, he pulls up and he's like, "Oh, what's that accent?" She goes, "Austrian." And he's like, "Ah, good day, mate. Put another shrimp on the barbie." But yeah, what made you pick this one?
I just looking up movies on Letterboxd and found this came out last year, and that's pretty good ratings. So I was like, all right, let's test her out.
I think Europe's going to be the hardest one to pick movies because of how many there are. It's I think it's going to be a fun quarter. But before we talk about this, we'll kick off our news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
Still working on my Bose lug tread.
Nice. Nice. I'm
How
still
about you?
working on my Jaeger.
Nice.
Almost done. I'll probably finish it tonight, but yeah. We packed up all of our liquor because we're moving next week. So this was Sarah had this in a box. She was like, no, that's got to stay out.
Hey, maybe you won't get sick this fall.
Oh yeah, because I'm drinking the Jaeger. Yeah, that's true. I'm just gonna have a fucking top tier immune system now. What have you watched since we last talked?
not much. I did finish Alien Earth.
Oh, nice.
So finished that season. Really fucking good show. I'm really excited to see what they do for season two,
Yeah.
because there's so much that, oh man, it kind of went somewhere I didn't think it would.
Okay.
And really cool. Definitely recommend it.
Yeah.
So this weekend, past weekend was our 1 year wedding anniversary. Crazy, it's been a fucking year already. It's wild. So we went to watch The Long Walk at the theater. Really enjoyed it. Liked it a lot. Good movie. Then we got home that night and threw on The Naked Gun from this
Nice.
year. Like I told you, it's so stupid, but there's so many good laughs in it. Like
Yeah.
there's so many jokes, but they all like just land.
How
It's definitely worth checking out for sure.
is Liam Neeson in a role like that?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Because whenever they cast him, I was very like, oh, what the fuck? But
I think
okay.
Leslie Nielsen would be proud, honestly.
Yeah, okay. Sweet.
What was you?
Do I even have mine? Hold on. I am so prepared. Actually, I only watched one movie, so I'm not even gonna pull it up. I did a Hooptober movie. 1964 is The Last Man on Earth, which stars Vincent Price. So the category is you had to do two post-apocalyptic movies. I chose this one and I Am Legend. Turns out both of them are adaptations from the same book.
What?
Yeah, so I'm essentially just doing the remake of this one with I Am Legend.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't even know. After I watched this one, I kind of looked it up and
Yeah.
saw all that. I was like, oh shit, that's
Okay.
ironic.
Nice.
But yeah, I gave it 3.5 stars.
Okay.
It was good. It was, I don't know, slow in some parts, but I mean, it's a
Yeah.
horror movie from 1964.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Started watching Survivor.
Nice.
Yeah. I need to watch the Ed Gein story. I
I
haven't
know,
started that
yeah.
yet.
Same.
I don't know. Sarah said she wanted to watch it, but from what I've heard, I don't think she'll like it.
Okay.
So I might just go ahead and watch it on my own. But so that brings up my news. I don't have much, just quick. Like that show started on Friday. It's on Netflix now. We got a final trailer for Predator Badlands. Looks amazing. Comes out November 7th. I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I really didn't have much. There's not much going on right now, which is surprising because it's October, but
That's true.
unless I just didn't see it. I don't know. I didn't
Yeah.
really put a lot of effort into it tonight, so
Okay, that's fair.
what
4Ks.
about 4Ks?
So 4Ks. We got F1, the movie. I got Nobody 2. Nobody Collection.
Have you seen Nobody 2 yet?
No, I haven't now.
No, okay.
I Know What You Did Last Summer, the remake, 2025. Pretty cool steelbook.
Yeah, it is cool.
Child's Play, steelbook. The Bad Guys 2, Hustlers, The Quick and the Dead, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Mortal Kombat, 2021.
That's a sick steel book.
That is,
I
yeah.
like that a lot.
The Dark Crystal and Labyrinth.
Nice.
Dangerous Animals. Ooh, I wonder if that's on streaming this week.
That might be. I know you can rent it.
I know I've been so tempted the past like couple of weekends, but it's like $7 and I'm like, I feel like it's gonna be on streaming like any day now.
Yeah.
Black Sunday, End of Days. It's like a horror movie.
End of Days?
Yeah.
You never seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger fights the devil.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Dark Water, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Spawn,
Oh,
4K,
cool.
Event Horizon.
Oh man, that steelbook is so cool.
Yeah, it is, yeah. The Crow, the OG. Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me on Criterion. Ringu, 4K, and Silverado.
Shit, it's a big week.
It is a pretty
There's
good
a
week.
lot.
Yeah.
I want that Dark Crystal and Labyrinth. That's the All right. Okay. Ready to talk about this movie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about The Devil's Bath from 2024. This is our first stop in Europe, and we are in Austria. Austria. Starting off with the synopsis. Austria, in the 18th century, forests surround villages. Killing a baby gets a woman sentenced to death. Agnes readies for married life with her beloved, but her mind and heart grow heavy. A gloomy path alone, evil thoughts arising. S this synopsis is like a fucking haiku,
I hate this synopsis.
It gives away so much.
I know, because I read the synopsis right as I started the movie.
Oh no.
And then we get that opening scene. I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, you already knew
Yeah.
it. just so weirdly written too. This was directed by Severin Fiala and Veronica Franz. And if those names sound familiar, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, they directed The Lodge, which myself and Erica covered way back when, because I think you were in England or Alberta. It was one of the two.
Yeah, I think probably
I think it was
Alberta, I think.
Alberta, because I think
Yeah.
Casey came on when you were in England.
Yeah.
So yeah, they did The Lodge, which I love that movie. Good Night, Mommy, and they've done two episodes of Servant, which is a really good
Yes.
show. don't know if you watched that or not.
I watched the first episode.
Oh, okay. It's very
Yeah,
good.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I just never
Yeah.
went back to it. It's funny because I added the lodge to my Hooptober.
Saw.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, give it another shot.
Ah, man, I hope you like it this time around. I hope it's like Interstellar for you. I mean, it's not going to be at
Yeah.
that level, but
I know what you mean.
for a cast list, we have Anya Plash, who plays Agnes. Sorry, one sec. All right. David Sheed plays Wolf. Maria Hofstadter played Mutter Ganglin.
Mutter.
Mutter. And Natalia Baranova played Yua Shikin. I don't know any of these people.
Me either.
I looked up some of their names and they're not in a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like this was kind of like a, I don't know, step into the spotlight for some of them maybe. Because this movie is pretty highly critically acclaimed. So
Yeah.
we'll get
Yeah, it
more into
is.
that later, but
Yeah, 'cause it was I know what it was Austria's entry into the Oscars for best international picture or whatever. Yeah.
I don't have any honorable mentions.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Let's talk about this movie.
Before we start, where does folk horror stand with you for a subgenre?
It's funny that you bring that up. Because I mentioned that in my review. So, folk horror is very hit or miss for me. Some of
Same.
them I absolutely love, like Midsommar, The Witch, fucking love those movies. And then there's other ones where I'm just like, yeah, not a huge fan of. So, I don't know what it is about those ones that make me love them. More so than other folk horror movies. But yeah, I don't know. What about you?
I'm kind of the same. Like, I find that they all, because, like, they're horror movies, but they almost feel like a thriller almost. But then, like, they, like, put in some, like, fucked up shit, like body horror or something. So they're like,
Yeah,
okay. And,
that's
like,
true.
not, like, it's not boring, but, like, nothing really happens or is exciting, because it's like typically it takes place like in this movie, the 1750s, like there's not much around, like, right?
And like movies like The Witch, like I find The Witch is actually scary. Whereas Midsommar is not so much. It's like, and that's how it, like it was filmed to be not overly scary. Like it's in broad daylight and showing how like horror can happen during the day too. But like I think I would consider The Wicker Man a folk horror too, like the
That's what
original.
I would say as well, yeah.
So like, and I really enjoyed that one. So I don't know, I really don't know where the miss comes from with some of these. I think maybe it is what you said, like they're a little slower, they're a little more boring. There's definitely like a slow burn aspect to a lot of them. So maybe that's what the issue is.
But yeah, so this movie takes place in 1750 in Upper Austria. It opens up with a woman carrying a crying baby. She's carrying it and it stops crying. She's brings it up to this hill, this mountain, and then she goes to a waterfall. You're like, okay, it's, nice view. And then just fucking hucks it over the edge. And like I mentioned in these folk horror movies, like, not much happens. Like, it's kind of boring. Like, it's slow. But this movie trickles in like fucked up shit, but doesn't hold back. It isn't afraid to go that extra step and show things. Like, this opening scene, it's not bloody. It's just so nonchalant. And you're like,
And like that's the foreign film effect, right?
Yeah.
Like movies outside of Hollywood give no fucks.
Yeah, like
They don't care.
what's the McAvoy remake?
Oh, Speak No Evil.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like the European version of that does
So
not hold back.
brutal, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had already texted me and you're like joking. You're like, why'd you pick this movie?
Yeah.
And I knew right away, I was like, okay, kid's gonna fucking die. And
Yeah.
then the kid's crying at the beginning. I'm like, all right, this is a kid that's gonna die right in the first 5 minutes. And she picks it up and she's walking with it. I'm like, okay, she's gonna drown it. And like,
That's what
that's,
I was thinking. Yeah.
yeah, because
Something.
she's walking like alongside a creek. I'm like, okay, that's, it's gonna be sad.
Yeah.
And then she gets to the top of the waterfall. And I was like, oh man, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And like, she throws the baby over. And you see the baby go over, and then the camera swings around to the front of the waterfall and
Yeah.
pans out. And you see this bundle, this little bouncing bundle of joy,
Yeah.
fucking sliding down this stone waterfall.
Yeah, just hits the wall a couple times,
Yeah,
and
man.
if that was like an American remake, she would throw it off, and then it would just cut to like black or like
Oh, yeah.
something, right? It wouldn't pan around and show the fucking baby falling down the cliff.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, couldn't believe it. And then she ends up turning herself into the priest or the local village. And then again, it just cuts to this woman sitting in the chair. You don't see her like face or anything like that, but this guy's cutting her finger off and like, okay. And then it cuts her head just on the floor, and you're like, what the fuck is up with this opening?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that because like there's no explanation as to, because you can't even really tell that it's her.
No. But like throughout the movie, like in this, they have this girl on display. I assume forever or until the next one commits a murder, right? Because
Yeah, true.
they like post up this paper of like this drawing of like the shot of where this girl is. Like she's on this like kind of like altar kind of thing. And she's sitting in a chair with no head, and then her head is beside her in this cage. And it like for the movie it pans to this girl's head like just
Often.
deteriorating.
Yeah. And I want to know, like, what is the significance of them cutting digits off of her? Because whenever Agnes goes to see her later on, she's missing like all but two fingers and like all but two toes.
Yeah.
So I know, like,
I want to say maybe it's for how many sins they committed.
okay. Because Agnes gets that severed finger as a gift
Which is fucking weird.
at her wedding.
Yeah.
So is this supposed to be like a sacrifice to God to grant you the wish that you have?
I think that because her brother, I think it's her brother, right? The mom and the brother that sent her away. He says use this to help you in bed, basically, like to get what you want to have a child. So maybe like they gave her the finger as like this was a sin that this lady did. Like, don't commit these sins. Like, this will protect you from doing these things. I don't know.
I work with a kid. He's 20 and
Yeah.
he's highly religious.
Okay.
Highly Catholic. Very, yeah, like it's either, yeah, Catholic or Christian. Catholic. But anyways, if he has like a big prayer that he wants answered and like it's a big important prayer that he wants God to answer, he'll
Yeah.
fast for an entire week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like to me that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because but I mean like I religion fascinates me. I don't believe in it, but it
Yeah.
fascinates me regardless. But it's just like the first time he was fasting, I was like, well, what for? And he said, like, I have a prayer that I want answered. And I was just like, I've never fucking heard of that before.
Yeah.
So it's almost like that's his sacrifice to God. So I'm wondering if that's kind of similar to what this is.
Yeah. And then we after the opening we do get a kind of text on the screen, and it says, as my troubles left me weary of this life, it came to me to commit a murder. And that's just like a crazy thought, right? Like, I don't know. I don't think this happens very much these days, but like, imagine if that's what people thought of like living today, right? Of like, oh, like, I don't want to live. I'm not going to kill myself, but I'll take someone with me and then they'll have to kill me or put me the death penalty or whatever, right?
It's suicide by proxy.
Yeah, which this movie is, I read is
Based off a
like
book.
based off that book. Yeah.
It's almost like how we have assisted suicides now, right? With sick people.
So yeah, we see Agnes. She is getting married to a man named Wolf. Right off the bat, they seem in love. Like they seem like we don't get any backstory on them. We kind of learn, like, I believe Agnes was kind of not sacrificed, but like forced to
Yeah,
marry
it's almost like
Wolf.
an arranged marriage.
And she's almost like joining this village, like she's never been a part of this village before, is what I got the vibe of. They have some wild celebrations and just some way out there, like, things that they do in this, like, yeah.
It reminded me of Midsommar in a sense,
It did, yeah.
with like the
Yeah.
dancing and stuff.
Yeah. So they get married, have this big wedding with the village, and these days, the boys will play, beer pong or flip cup. But I gotta give this movie props. Like, they have some stuff in this movie I've never seen before in my life.
That's a fair point. Yeah, you're right.
So, what would you even call this game to the people who haven't?
Real life chicken pinata, I guess.
Smack the cock.
I like yours better. We'll go with yours.
So, this game looks super fun. I assume they get a meal out of it too, right?
That's true.
So they have this chicken buried in the dirt, but they have like its head like out of the dirt, like you can see it. And they have blindfolds on this person, like a pinata, like you said. This big stick, and then they have like a chain on the end and like attached to another stick. So they have to like spin around and try and have it hit the chicken with a stick. And like I was like looking away, but I don't know why. Like, it's just a fucking chicken. But yeah, Wolf tries it, can't get it, so they give it to another guy, and he gets it like the third try, just fucking breaks the chicken's neck, and then
I want to find out because there's two scenes in this movie where I was like, I think they actually killed an animal.
oh, really?
This one, like, man, the camera doesn't shy
Yeah.
away. He hits this
No, it
chicken over the
doesn't.
fucking head and breaks its neck. I'm like, oh,
Yeah.
damn. And then later on, there's a fucking goat.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That looked real.
It did. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Like, is this Cannibal Holocaust all over again?
Baby. So yeah, they finished the celebration, and already you can tell with Agnes, like, she doesn't feel comfortable. Like, everyone's celebrating, she is like kind of floating around, and she asks like Mutter, they're doing the dishes, and she's like picks up like a pan to clean, and Mother's like, no, like, we're doing it. It's your wedding, like, go celebrate.
She just
And
doesn't know
she's
what to
kind of
do.
exactly, yeah, she's like, I kind of get.
And I mean, it doesn't help that her husband's gay.
Okay, I was gonna bring this up. I got through like probably three quarters of the movie, like near the end, and I was like, what is up with this guy? Like, I fucking hate him. He's such a dickhead. Like, his mother sucks, and like, he sucks. Like, and then a scene happens when at the end, whenever they're dancing around a fire, and he ask a guy to dance with him, but like not in like a slow dance way, just like, hey, come dance with me. The guy pushes him, like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, wait, is Wolf gay?
Well, yeah, because there's the scene at this party here, And Agnes is watching him through the window of a house, and
Oh,
he's got
right,
his arm around his buddy Lens, and he's like, "You're so handsome, Lens." And he's like, kind of not kissing his cheek, but he's getting awfully close. And then,
Oh, that's Lens.
yeah.
So, okay.
So then Lens says back to him, "I like you too." And then that night, they go back to their home that Wolf bought for them as like their
Yes.
matrimonial home. And instead of having sex with her, which you would normally do on your wedding night, especially back then because you need to make children,
Yeah.
he tells her to turn her back to him and then he jerks off and falls asleep.
Okay, that you just like filled in a huge gap for me in this movie.
Well, as we're talking about gay guys, you tell me that I fill in a gap for you.
Oh my God. Okay, that makes so much sense because like Lens ends up, well, I didn't know it was Lens, but a guy hangs himself and I was like, who the fuck is this guy? But now it makes sense.
That's the guy from the beginning.
Yes, okay. Yeah, because like, yeah, he gets her house and he's like excited. The brother gives Agnes the finger, like we talked about, to help with the baby. And then, like you said, like they go to bed and she wants to have a baby, like any normal person would, right? And he goes to bed and she, like, is giving him kind of the clue, right? Like, hey, I want this. And then he just says, turn around. And she's like, kind of like, I was like, is this the first time that like this has been invented? Like this style? And I thought at first, like he was just feeling himself to get hard.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But then he stops and he goes asleep and she turns around, like, what is going on? And then he's asleep. And I was like, what a dickhead. But now it makes sense that he's gay.
And I mean, I don't know how free and open you could be back then being gay, but I
Well,
mean,
maybe
they're
that's why Lens ends up killing himself
that's
because
true.
he would die anyway, because these are religious people, right? They're always doing like the, well, it's their own version of the cross, right?
Yeah, they like do their head, their forehead, their mouth, and their chest, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Question. Did
Yeah.
he just like jizz all over their bed?
I mean, I think so.
Gross.
Yeah.
He
Yeah.
roll rolls over in the night and all of his sheets are just stuck to
Yeah.
him.
So the next morning she wakes up, Wolf is gone. She's looking all over for him. And then she asks someone, do you know where Wolf's pond is? And they start showing her, and then they have like run away. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then she finds, I think, the lady from the beginning, the head, and that whole thing. But then she ends up finding Wolf and all the people there fishing. And she's like trying to learn how to do it, and she just looks so out of place. And like you do feel bad for her, and you understand why she got into this mindset, right? Like she needs a therapist.
Did they have them back in 1750?
No, they just had barbers and priests and.
Yeah, and that guy that does the hair thing in the back of your neck, whatever the
Oh my
fuck that was.
God. Yeah. And it kind of pissed me off because like I hated the mother as well as Wolf.
Shoot.
And because at one point Agnes is like doing something, and then we're kind of skipping ahead, but anyway, this episode's kind of all over the place. But she takes the baby at the end. And mother's like, well, you gotta bring the baby back. Like, Wolf is like, yeah, bring the baby back. And then she's like, but like, he doesn't have a mom. Like, who would leave a kid? And then the mother's like, well, just make your own baby. And I was like,
She
thank
can't.
you.
Your son is gay.
I know, like, why wouldn't Agnes be like, hey, I've been trying, something's up.
Well, I mean, I didn't like the mother either, but I think that's just how we've been kind of trained now in this day and age. But like in their time, she, I don't know, like she was just telling Agnes, like, this is what you need to do.
Oh,
You're the housewife.
she was so
You,
annoying.
she was, I agree. 'Cause like, I don't know, women are so much more than that now. But she was basically like, you need to cook for your husband. You need to be here for your husband. You need to clean for your husband. You need to do all the stuff for your husband. So like it's annoying to hear now in this day and age, but like for that time period, like that's what women did,
But not them,
right?
but like that, just like even like they got this house basically from the mom. And then like they got all the pots and pans, and like all the pots and pans are like piled up beside like the stove.
Yeah.
And the mother's like, oh, like what are these pans doing here? They're all ruined. Like they're gonna get black dust on them or whatever. They're gonna get dirty. And she's like, oh, hand them up on these hooks. Hands them up. And then as soon as she leaves, Agnes
I
takes
like
them down
that.
and put them back.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I
But
like how
I
Agnes calls it out too, like to Wolf. She's like, is your mother going to be here every night?
Yeah, because they're having
And
dinner together, they're cooking
yeah.
dinner, and it's almost like the mother is like her husband or Wolf's wife.
Yeah. And like Wolf is very much like a mama's boy. Like he wants her to be there all the time and he wants her to take care of him. So like you can understand where Agnes is coming from. She's like, you have someone to take care of you, so why do I need to be here?
And like even when they're walking back from fishing, she's like kind of like looking at stuff, and he's like on a mission, like gotta get back home. And she like finds, she's like, oh, look at this shiny thing. And he's like, oh, fish scales. And then she hears some in the woods, and she's like, what's that? And then she says like, oh, it's the forest praying to us or something. And he's just like, we gotta get back before dark or something like that. It's like, dude, like, why even? Because at some point, people are going to question why you're not having a kid, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, he felt bad for Agnes because, like, she just wants a kid. And, like, a couple times she's like, she tries, I think, the next night as well to have sex with him, and he doesn't work out. And she just starts crying like the next day, and it's like, feel bad for her because, she got put in the situation, not her choice. She's trying to make the best of it, right?
And like this whole time too, like Agnes can hear Wolf's mother like calling her a burden because she's not getting pregnant and like she's not doing her job around the house and all this shit. So like yeah, that part of her is very annoying too. But yeah, I don't know, man. Angus is getting like kind of thrown through the ringer.
She is, yeah. And like even at this next scene, like all the women are like washing clothes, and she like goes up to her own spot, and like a girl comes up. I think is that Iwa, the
Think
girl that
so,
she's trying to
yeah.
be friends. And Agnes is like, oh, sorry, is this your spot? And she's like, yeah, but like we can wash together. And like she ends up making a friend. She like sees like this like hair thing that she made out of bones, and she's like, oh, you can have that if you want. And then mother's like, stay the fuck away from her, like she's a stupid whore or something like that. And you're like, whoa, like she just made a friend in this place, and like,
Yeah.
and
And
then you
like
feel bad for her because Agnes has to hand out like the bread or whatever
just
after
about
the
to say that.
chores. And the first time when they're fishing, like a bigger guy comes up, and he's like, can I have two? I'm hungry. And Agnes was gonna give it to her, and then like the mother was like, no. And then the other guy's like kind of upset because he's like, oh, I'm fucking starving. And then later on the movie, the Iwa, who's pregnant, she asked for two, and Agnes wants to give it to her, and she looks at the mother and doesn't say no, but just body language says no.
She calls her a fucking sow.
So like there goes that friendship because of mother, really. Like, so yeah, I think this movie does a really good job of like showing the progression of psychotic depression. It doesn't get too wild with like the the psychotic stuff, like the kind of visions and seeing things, like but then we do see Agnes, she's kind of losing a little bit. There's that one point she has like this stick with like spikes on it and just starts like scraping her tongue with the stick. I was like,
Man, that was one of those scenes where you were saying before, where they'll just like throw in these fucking like nasty ass scenes. It's like it was almost like a the stem of like a rose bush. Just, oh man, just fucking starts scratching her tongue with it. Fuck, that would hurt. She sleeps in the forest that night too.
Yeah,
Or
she does. One of the nights, yeah, she sleeps in the forest. Further mentioned to you before, she had like this like weird collection of like things. There was like a dead dragonfly. There was like, I don't know, random stuff. But Wolf ends up throwing those out. The mother brought her fish heads, which, I mean, I don't really understand that, but
gross. And like they're fishing for carp. And like in this day and age, you don't fucking eat carp because they're just bottom garbage feeders. But I was thinking like back then there's no garbage for them to eat, so there's regular fish, I guess.
Just going back to the lens de death.
Okay.
So he ends up hanging himself, or maybe someone killed him because they. So that happens, and then they have to take his body away, and his mother is like begging, like, "Please let me bury him." And I don't know if it was a vision that Agnes had, but they just like throw his body just in some random field, like didn't even bury it or anything like that.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I don't know what that was.
Because the next scene, like they're going through like the field, like picking up rocks or something, and I was like, "What's happening?"
Actually, because it was suicide, so I'm my
Oh, that's
guess
a
that's a
sin, right?
sin. So they're not going to bury him because they would bury him in order for him to go to heaven.
Fuck.
So I feel like he committed a sin by committing suicide. So they're just leaving him out there for like the crows to eat, as like a punishment, or for like, what is it that takes him to hell? Like I don't remember, but yeah.
So yeah, at this point, Agnes knows that mother's like talking shit about her in her own home. She keeps visiting the headless woman, like keeps going back, and like the keeps getting like gets more maggots on like the head and deteriorating. She ends up
Yeah.
going back to her mother's barn, and sleeping in the barn. The mom and brother find her. She doesn't want to go back home because she's scared, and the brother's like, "Is he beating you?" And she like doesn't say yes or no, but then the mother goes away. Then he convinces her that she has to go back to it. And then we get the scene that you said before, the one of the goats has maggots, and the mother is like, "Oh, this is her fault." And then the next scene is just fucking like you said, the goat's there and just like takes a knife and like cuts his throat, and then just like fucking opens it up and like lets it bleed out.
If this wasn't a real goat, they did a fucking amazing job at like a puppet goat or an animatronic goat.
Me just do a quick Google search.
It wasn't in the trivia, so I don't know.
Okay. So, according to multiple sources, at least one real animal was killed and butchered in the film, The Devil's Bath. However, the film's credits and claim it followed all legal and ethical guidelines for animal treatment.
So they did legit kill these animals.
I think the goat, I think. Because it says includes the scene showing the actual slaughter skin of a goat, which some viewers found disturbing and claimed looked real. Notes in a Reddit thread. So
Wow.
I feel like that goat killed was real.
Wow. But I mean, if they got a sick goat like off of a farm that was gonna die anyways or something like that, or if they're able to like goats get slaughtered. People fucking
People
eat
eat
goat.
goats. It's
Yeah, people eat goat. So like maybe, yeah. Maybe it's one like how like you would purchase a cow that's going to slaughter.
yeah.
But still kind of fucking crazy.
it is.
Like they just fucking slaughtered a goat on camera.
I don't know. But so the next scene, Agnes is, you know, in her state of mind. They're at like, it looks like a communal bathhouse or like a hospital of some sort. Cause like there's a guy, she's there like with a towel on, and there's like a guy like with half a leg, like a leg stump, just like fucking rubbing his leg stump. And there's like a person with leeches on their back. So I'm like, is this like a kind of hospital kind of thing? Like,
Yeah.
but then Wolf grabs this like hair out of something. I don't know what the fuck it was. But
That's a
he has a.
horse.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
yeah.
Is
Yeah,
that
it's a
what it
horse
was?
tail. Yeah,
Oh,
horse
okay.
tail.
And he has like a needle attached to it. He goes to Agnes. He's like, so bend over. And he's like, we have to put this in your neck, and you have to. He says this will let the melancholy seep out. And he says you have to pull the hair back and forth so the wound festers.
It's gross.
And like little things in this movie, like that you shouldn't find like disturbing, like kind of do. Like the way that the fucking hair is just in her back of her neck, and like every so often she like just like it reminds me of like the Hereditary like piano wire a
Yeah.
bit, right? And it eventually gets all like fucking pussy and
Ah, man.
yeah, it's gross. So we said before she ends up finding the crying baby. And then this is where I was like, wait, is Wolf gay? And yeah, turns out he probably is. She has like she found like a weird like cave altar like in the basement of the church. And you see her crawling down there with like a baby, and you're like, where the fuck she get that baby? And then it's like she has it in front of the fire, and then like it starts to like melt, and you're like, oh, it's the fucking wax baby that she found up there. It's
Which
like
she hears crying and like cooing and stuff at her. So
right.
she's like slipping down deep into this like psychosis.
Yeah, you feel bad for her. And then so she has to get back home with Wolf, and then you see her like popping these pills or something, and I was like, she fucking taking drugs right now? And then Wolf comes in, and she's like been in bed for a few days, looks like there's like fucking puke and like sweat all over her bed. And she asks Wolf to go get the priest because she has to confess. She thinks that she's dying. He leaves, comes back, didn't get the priest. And he's like, what is it? And she's like, oh, I took rat poison. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, he's like, you get to throw up. And yeah.
I feel like Wolf does care about her. Like, I don't feel like he. I feel like he's in this relationship because he feels like he has to be. But at the same time, I do feel like he cares for her.
Me too.
He may not
Yeah.
love her like as a wife, but I feel like he loves her as a person kind of thing.
Yeah, so the mother's there helping. They're trying to get her like out of her like puked and clothes, and then the mother drops the title of the movie. She tells Wolf, oh, she's in the devil's bath right now. They end up bringing her back to her parents, and she's, you know, cooped up there for a couple of days. One thing that I do like about this movie is that kind of like things from the beginning of the movie, like you kind of pick up on like at near the end of the movie, like at the beginning of the movie when she's about to leave to go to marry Wolf, you see her stop at a door and she like measures her height and like knocks a tick out of it and then leaves. And I was like, the fuck was that? Like, so random. But then when she goes back in the house, you see all the like ticks, and you're like, oh, like that's her just measuring her height whenever she was like a little kid, obviously, right? So I thought that was cool. So she's leaving her parents. Her parents are her brother sleeping. She like does like the cross on her brother, says goodbye. And then you see her asking the little boy for directions for directions somewhere. He's probably like, I don't know, 9 years old, 10 years old, something like that. And he's like, oh yeah, okay, the shrine's over there. She's like, okay, like, here's your gift. And she's like, well, you can't have it yet. Like, come say, they call like a post-mater or something like that, like the prayer basically. And he's like, okay. So go up to the shrine and they're saying the prayer. And instead of fucking nowhere, this girl just fucking stabs him in the neck. And I was like, what the fuck? And like, it's so sad because like he gets down and he's like bleeding everywhere and he's like yelling and crying. Like, he's obviously so fucking confused and he's like, I want to go home. Like, please help me. And he's like yelling and screaming. And like, I thought she was going to pick up like the branch that was like there and like just smash him in the head and knock him out. But no, she just plays mutter like the goat. Just, you don't see it, but you hear it. You hear the knife going in, just like kind of like slicing
Ice,
his
yeah.
neck, right? Yeah, fucking crazy.
So again, it's the suicide by proxy. Like she knows what's going to happen to her.
So she's getting her hair cut, and she is confessing her sins to the priest, and she tells him all the sins that she's done in this movie, basically up to this point. And she wanted to be gone from the world. She envisions or heard that the boy was an angel, so she thought that by taking him that she would, you know, get rid of her sins basically. And then the priest says, I absolve you of all sins. And she starts crying, and the like, camera's on her for like a good like 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, like, did he, like, is she, like, did he forgive her? Like, I thought she was good.
I was thinking that too. She was so good in this scene.
She was really good, yeah, in this movie, I
This
thought.
and the movie, yeah, as a whole, but in this scene, like this was like her Mia Goth scene, in my opinion. Like where at the end of Pearl. Is it Pearl? Yeah, at the end of Pearl, where she's just like staring straight into the camera and like just doing her creepy fucking smile. Like, I don't know. I just feel like she did such a good job in this end scene. Well, not end scene, but.
But then we see her being carried on like this stick with like, it looks like a bear skin wrapped around her. And then like they put her on like this wooden sheet that's being dragged by the horse, and she's like wrapped up in this bear skin, like still alive. And they drag her to the village, and like the whole village is there, like hundreds of people, and everyone's like very solemn. Like, you know, it's like quiet, people are sad. And then they you see someone like hitting like the paper onto the tree, like the other girl at the beginning. It has like a picture of like a woman like on a chair with like a bag overhead and like some guy holding a big sword behind her. And you're like, oh fuck. So then they put her up on this chair in front of everybody, and everyone's watching, have the bag overhead, and then she starts singing a song. There's a little girl in the front row who starts sitting with her, and she's like 9 or 10 years old, 11 maybe. And then camera zooms up on Agnes's head, and you see like the sword coming back, and they're still singing. And then just slice, and just doesn't pan away. Head spewing blood everywhere. And then people start bringing cups up, and I was like, people are cheering, they're playing music, and I was like, what
Having
is
a fucking
happening right
party.
now? Yeah, like the vibe changed so quickly. And like, this guy has a bucket, like collecting all the blood spewing out of her head, and then people are coming up with like coins, putting money in, getting the blood. Everyone looks so happy. The little girl's like singing and dancing. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, we're just like sad that, you know, and then just a party. I don't know, what did you think?
I don't know. Yeah, I was very taken aback by it all. I want to know why they like why they collect the blood. I don't quite understand why they collect it. Because like they collected it from the goat too, right? After they slit the goat's throat, she collected it in a big like bowl kind of thing too. But again, like this end scene is very reminiscent of Midsommar again. Like even just like with the paper, because like Midsommar, you have that whole tapestry that gives you the entire fucking movie. You
Yeah.
don't realize until you've watched it. But
Yeah.
like even this one, it gives you a heads up of what's about to happen. And then like the whole party at the end, like everybody's stoked that this just happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, anything else on this?
No.
Cool. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
It's more of like a drip and a gush. Jays are running a clinic.
What's the score?
6-1 last I checked.
Oh, nice.
Yep, 6-1. All right. How did you rate this movie?
So this wasn't a very hard movie to rate, but I went back and forth between a couple scores.
Okay.
I ended up giving it 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Like we kind of mentioned, like most of these horror or folk horror movies, like they're not like boring necessarily, but they're just very slow burn. Not much happens. But I felt like with this one was kind of very similar to The Witch and like Midsommar, like obviously doesn't have like the budget or like I don't say like the director abilities, because I know these directors are good, but like it's just there's something about these movies that like something different about them. Like I think the story writing was really good. Agnes are a little like the characters. I thought the actress did an amazing job. I liked like the set design, the score. So 3.5 out of 5. What about you?
I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Okay. Yeah, I was going between a 3 and a 3.5.
I like I agree with you. I do think it's like a really well-made movie, and I think that Anya Plash was so fucking good. But everyone else in this movie is just kind of like meh. Like I feel like she was casted very well for this movie, whereas everybody else, like that role could have just been filled by anybody. You know what I mean? Like nobody was really outstanding outside of her. And like how I mentioned at the beginning, whenever you asked me, like I find folk horror is very hit or miss. I love some and I find others I get a little bit bored with. This one I got a little bit bored with. I don't think it's a bad movie by any means. I do think it's a good movie. It's well made, but it's just, I don't know, it didn't hit the notes that I wanted it to hit.
I think for this folk horror movie, I think for me it does have rewatchability. Like I think I would watch this again.
Okay.
Kind of like since we talked about it and kind of stuff that I picked on up on since watching it. So yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I might watch it again at some point, but it's not one of those ones that like I want to rush to rewatch.
No, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: a squirm-inducing period piece that locates true horror in both mind and spirit. The Devil's Bath might be Severin Fiala and Veronica Franz's most chilling directorial effort yet. Personally, I disagree, but what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll say 84.
Not quite. 91%.
Wow, okay.
Certified fresh,
How
75
many?
reviews.
Okay, 75. Okay, nice.
The audience score is a little bit closer to ours, which was a 62% on 100 ratings and an average score of 3.4 to 5, or a 6.8 out of 10.
Okay, nice.
So.
Letterboxd very similar, 3.5 out of 5. I don't know if many people. Jess gave it a 2 out of 5, and that's it.
All right. All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Right, how did you rate the scares in this movie?
This movie isn't necessarily scary, but I would say like just kind of f for shock factor-ish, I'd say like a 4 out of 10.
You and I are becoming so fucking in sync with shit.
Oh,
It's fucking crazy.
just 'cause like that opening, like we've mentioned, like the opening scene, like the goat, obviously we've now realized that it's a real fucking goat. But just like the Europeans don't shy away from anything. Just yeah, very good like psychological horror with some little body horror kind of mixed in. Scariest scene. I'll just go with like the opening scene of her throwing the baby off the waterfall. I mean, you just like you knew it was coming, but like that way, and then like one of the camera pans and you're like to see this baby fall into this waterfall, like clink clink like a fucking pinball. You're like Plinko. Yeah, so yeah, I go with that. And would I survive? I mean, yeah, I'm a straight man. I don't live in the 1750s. Yeah, so yes, I'll say.
My scare rating, if you couldn't guess already, I gave it a 4 out of 10 as well. So there's some pretty brutal imagery, and the subject content is scary itself. But there's no real like terrifying scenes or anything to really induce fear. Scary scene, I also said dumping the baby off a waterfall. And would I survive? I said yes, because no one dies except for two kids and the women who kill them. Although, if I lived in this time period, I'd likely die of dysentery at some point.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So, our first European movie came from Austria. Our second European movie, and my pick, is going to come from Sweden.
Okay.
And we're going to do Midsommar for a third time.
You're lying.
I'm kidding. We're gonna do Let the Right One In.
Oh, fuck yeah. I can knock one off my Hooptober list
Me too. That's why I picked
because
it.
it's already October 7th and I still have like 20 movies to watch.
I think you're doing better than me. I think I've logged five or six.
No, I think I'm the same as you.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, like, I started this like September 1st.
Oh man, me too. I haven't watched a lot of movies this past like month though.
Oh, well,
But
it's just been busy.
yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
But
Selling
anyway.
and buying a house, but all right. So yeah. Thanks for listening. And if you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at A Podcast on Elm Street on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. Oh, excuse me. There's a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. There's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Come back in 2 weeks. We'll be talking about Let the Right One In.
Yes, sir. All right. Talk to you in a couple weeks, guys.
Bye.